Food safety. Researchers criticize zero tolerance for the detection of foodborne pathogens. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 19th of March 2026. Ithaca, are stricter detection limits automatically better for food safety? Researchers see evidence that ultra-sensitive tests can have unintended consequences for costs, the environment, and food availability. A research project led by scientists at Cornell University is questioning current food safety regulatory practices. At the center of the criticism are ultra-sensitive detection methods that detect even the smallest traces of pathogens, and thus often trigger measures that the researchers believe are disproportionate to the actual risk. In the study, the research group argues that regulatory approaches should focus more on evidence-based risk assessments. Currently, hazard-based rules dominate in many cases, in which any detection of a potential pathogen is considered inadmissible, regardless of dose, exposure, or growth conditions. According to the researchers, in practice this leads to food being disposed of even though it would most likely be safe to consume. At the same time, unnecessary recalls could be triggered, resulting in both costs and a loss of consumer confidence. Although the public expects food to be completely safe, there will always be some risk, emphasizes study leader Martin Weidman. Just as we don't limit highway speeds to 10 miles per hour to minimize deaths, we need to take a balanced approach that considers possible negative consequences of extreme food safety measures. In addition to the problem of ultra-sensitive tests, the authors point to other measures that can lead to conflicting objectives if applied indiscriminately. These include lower storage temperatures, additional packaging, or more intensive heat treatments. Although these could increase the level of safety, they could also increase energy consumption, costs, and potential nutrient losses. Co-author Shreya Sunil also emphasized the limited effectiveness of end product controls. There is extensive evidence that a focus on end product testing is generally not sufficient to ensure safety. An overemphasis can distract from measures that make a greater contribution to public health, explains Sunil. The scientists therefore advocate a transition to risk-based approaches that focus on the probability of disease. At the same time, this approach must be further developed to take sustainability aspects into account. For example, increased cooling could reduce microbiological risks, but at the same time increase energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions. To determine acceptable residual risks, the authors propose the use of computer-based models that include ecological and economic factors in addition to health factors. A prerequisite for such further development is closer cooperation between science, industry, and authorities. Experts from the social sciences, economics, and life sciences must work together to define values that are in line with consumer priorities, says Weidman.